Hi, this is Karen Thomas with AutismOne.org radio show, and today we're going to be discussing the liver. The liver is the main organ of detoxification, and if you start a detoxification protocol of any kind and you haven't supported the liver first, it's very likely that symptoms, behavioral and physical, will get much, much worse before they can get better. The product that I really like called Liver Life by Bioray, if you start with the dosage they recommend on the bottle, for our sensitive kids, it is way, way, way too high. You'll notice, and I've talked to moms already who have said they started their child on the product and their child just became super aggressive or super emotional or had flu-like symptoms. And that's very likely to happen if you start too quickly. If you'll remember, in my May 1st of 2015, my radio show, we discussed muscle testing. And I also have a video on muscle testing on YouTube. It's just under Karen Thomas muscle testing. It'll come up. I'm also going to be making you one very soon on dosages for this exact reason. From that video and that last information on muscle testing, you can go in and see what I'm talking about as far as how to test the body for something. Because if you put that Bioray Liver Life product in your child's hand and press down and say one drop a day, and they go weak, then you're going to need to go one drop every 2 days, one drop every 3 days, until you get a strong reading. Because instead of starting them on 5 or 10 or 20 drops a day, it might be one drop a day, or it might even be one drop a week. Everybody's body is different. The age and the size of the person using it is different. And the needs. Some children are so toxic, and especially kids on the autism spectrum, their livers are congested. They're often born with congested livers, and things just get worse as they get older for multiple reasons, environmental toxins and food toxins that enter their system. And so I just wanted to cover that first. I have released on my website, naturallyhealingautism.com, a free downloadable 3-stage quick guide that is a short condensed version from my book that will be released August 27th called Naturally Healing Autism. But the condensed quick guide is a way to get you started now over the summer, because our kids are home from school. They're not having to sit in a classroom all day. And if they're detoxifying, sometimes they can get worse before they get better. It's just the way that it is. The body has to go through this process of releasing more toxins, and those toxins in their body are pretty accelerated and hit their brain through their bloodstream, and behavior and physical symptoms can get worse. It's just a lot easier to deal with it when they're at home rather than school. So I wanted to release this condensed quick version for you now to get started. So the liver, basically, again, it's the main organ of detoxification, but it also builds and supplies nutrients and enzymes and hormones to cells, and affects the direct growth and functioning of many cells. And it can't supply nutrients to those cells if it's not able to perform. And most children, again, have a completely congested liver. This is a big part of their ill issue with detoxification. People who have, if you know anyone who has problems with protein synthesis, with which many kids on the autism spectrum do, or anyone who has any hormonal problems, this is because their liver is weak. Same for adults. Adult women often have problems with hormones. And if you support the liver and do some decongesting, then you'll have a much better time with hormonal balance. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein, and the body can become deprived of them if the liver is congested. They also, which is very, very important for our kids, and well, in us too, is that these amino acids are necessary to build neurotransmitters needed by the brain for its proper functioning. Neurotransmitters are like little brain messengers. Serotonin and dopamine are, serotonin is kind of, I call it the king of neurotransmitters. It affects our mood. People with depression or anxiety, they usually have problems with serotonin imbalance. And we're going to get into that in the future. My book is very, very, goes into very much detail on those things. And my website has a lot of information on the blogs that you can look at that now. But just know, again, it all kind of comes back to the liver initially. Imbalanced gut flora, and we're going to really, after this, we're going to just keep going with the gut. You're hearing a lot about it in the news. New studies have just come out showing the proof between the gut and the brain. We've all known that for years, but now the studies are there so people can go, oh, it really works. But gut flora is crucial to the brain's functioning properly. And the environmental toxins and poor diet, all of these things contribute to liver congestion, and high acid foods also can thicken the blood and make things worse for the liver. The liver can be congested as early as birth. Sometimes the umbilical cord is clamped much too soon and it leaves the baby with reduced volumes of nutrients in its blood. The fetus is susceptible to the toxins in the mother's body, and the average woman puts about 515 synthetic chemicals on her body every day. And these are absorbed right through the skin and into her bloodstream and into not only her organs, but if she's pregnant, that baby is ingesting those same toxins from those chemicals. Anything she's breathing, any gut imbalances mom has, the baby is exposed to all of that. The liver is constantly, even during growth in utero, trying to filter toxic chemicals from all of these pollutants. So then they're born, the baby's born, vaccinations come in, they're full of viruses and heavy metals and other chemicals that are put in there for preservatives that can really, really just completely send the liver into overflow. It can't take any more. So always first, check out the gut flora or gut bacteria. One of the biggest problems is candida or yeast. The toxins released by yeast organisms are very, very harmful to the liver. And we're gonna get into great detail in candida in future sessions. Just kind of doing first things first. Sugars, especially high fructose corn syrup, are a big part of the problem for the liver also. Blood sugars and metabolic syndrome have to get put under control. Non-alcoholic fatty liver is an accumulation of triglycerides and fat in the liver that cause it to start poisoning itself. You can often see people with liver problems will often get, very, very commonly also get rashes or hives, dry, flaky skin. Very common also in teenagers who have a lot of acne. They have poor detoxification. Again, go back to support the liver first and then clearing the gut and everything else that we're going to be doing. But if you start with the liver, then it helps the skin a lot. But the skin can be a great indication to you externally, that physically, just visibly look at that something is wrong. Blood tests can detect fatty liver too. If the blood test determines that an enzyme called alanine transaminase, it's called ALT, if those levels are high, then it's positive for fatty liver, and it could be an important enzyme indicator in liver detection. Liver enzymes can tell us about inflammation in the body. These enzymes can give a good baseline level to track progress of treatment if done both before and after cleansing. If affordability is an issue, then after treatment is complete would be the best time. To avoid trauma to the child via blood tests, there's a great alternative. The laboratory Diagnostics offers a panel used with your child's stool that can give their inflammation markers along with a lot of other valuable information. It's easy enough to capture stool. You don't have to even have a doctor's appointment. You can mail it in. Once you get the test, you can just do the test at home, mail it in. They mail the results back to your doctor or you, And that's all you have to do, because I find, I found with my children, blood tests were traumatic and really, really hard to do. And they're not always necessary. It doesn't specifically test liver enzymes in this test, but inflammation markers do tell us a lot about what's going on in the liver. The test can also pick up for IgA antibodies, which are gluten allergens, and parasites, fungus, and a lot more. Most alternative practitioners use this laboratory and have these tests on hand in their offices, or they can order them for you at Diagnostechs. Their number is 425-251-0596. Liver gallstones are basically hardened clusters of cholesterol or organic material, such as fatty acids, and due to their structure, they cannot be seen on ultrasounds or x-rays or any computer tomography scans, CT scans. For this reason, they often go undetected, and they will disrupt food digestion and waste elimination and just overall detoxification. Liver bile is an alkaline fluid that is necessary for the proper digestion of fats and protein, calcium absorption, elimination of toxins from the liver, maintaining the correct pH or acid-alkaline balance in the intestines, and preventing harmful bacteria from growing in the large intestine. For adequate health, the liver must produce 1 to 1.5 quarts of bile per day. It's not uncommon for people to produce less than a cupful per day. The liver filters more than a liter of blood every minute, and although the liver bile may be too low for proper digestion, liver enzymes in blood may still show normal in tests. A poor working liver and gallbladder will lead to nutrient deficiencies, and when the supply of bile, pancreatic lipase or fat enzymes, and pancreatic fat are too low due to a congested liver and gallbladder, the body cannot absorb the fat-soluble vitamins, which are A, D, E, and K, or the all-important essential fatty acids. Those are those omega-3 fatty acids that are crucial to your child's brain health. And they call them essential because they have to be taken in supplement form. The body cannot make enough or make it. So these vitamins can't be properly digested or absorbed from food or supplements if the liver is too congested. The digestive tract does not have the enzymes it needs and the nutrients necessary for proper digestion, and they're not absorbed from their food. The fat-soluble vitamins in good fats such as olive oil, coconut oil, and avocado oil are crucial again for a number of organ functions, including brain protection, healthy vision, viral and bacterial combat, and protection of the intestinal lining. The nutrition in the blood feeds the brain. When the brain does not receive what it needs, it's starved of its essential nutrients. The brain, therefore, cannot manufacture the chemicals necessary to carry out its vital functions. This can result in fatigue, depression, inability to concentrate, insomnia, irritability, illness, and a lot more. So if we detoxify the system without first supporting the liver, the toxins will back up into the bloodstream. These toxins affect multiple systems of the body, again including the brain, and we become quite ill. Viruses, bacteria, and fungi use the undigested food and waste as food. The liver must be able to remove toxins, damaged cells, and other waste material from the body. Excess toxins congest the lymph glands, which remove cellular waste and keep the immune system healthy. The liver and lymphatic system must be able to feed nutrients to the cells and remove their debris. So dandelion and milk thistle are very helpful to increase the body's production of bile along with increasing the health of the liver. But I really like the product Liver Life by BioRay. It does have milk thistle seed in it, and it also is a product that's in a liquid form, so it's very easy to give to children. And this is, again, key. It has some supporting ingredients that assist with the kidney's health. And muscle testing, again, back to that, make sure you look up that video that I'll do. There is the one for just general muscle testing that I show, and then I'm going to do one specifically for showing how to do dosages. So be sure to look that up, Karen Thomas Muscle Testing on YouTube, and be sure to get your free download for my my condensed version of my book, which is Naturally Healing Autism. at naturallyhealingautism.com. There are two phases in liver detoxification I want to talk about briefly. Phase one burns the toxins with oxygen and enzyme. It basically breaks down the raw materials. And after this takes place, then the full detoxification process, the phase two enzymes, are needed. Phase two can become disruptive if there is poor diet, especially one containing too many bad fats, such as corn, safflower, sunflower, peanut, canola, or soybean oils, a deficiency in the body's master antioxidant glutathione, toxins such as medications and pesticides, and heavy metals, which are particularly damaging to liver enzymes. High fructose corn syrup, we see that in a lot of our foods these days, and general sugars create an imbalance in blood sugar, which can be very, very harmful to the liver and to the brain. In fact, I'll just briefly throw in that a new study came out from UC San Francisco that showed that the scientists found 54% of the 5 million people today with Alzheimer's could have had that disease prevented in them had they kept their blood sugar in balance through a low-sugar, low-carbohydrate diet. Blood sugar extreme imbalances are very, very harmful to the brain and different specific parts of the brain, such as the hippocampus, which is our portion of our brain that holds memory. So the food, the liver, all of our diet, crucial to brain functioning in ways that people don't even really realize. It's very important to keep your blood sugar under control. In phase two, liver detoxification, those oxidized chemicals are combined with sulfur organic acids, amino acids. Protein builds the necessary amino acids, cysteine and methionine, which builds sulfur for phase two of liver detoxification. So you may have heard problems with methylation, things like that. We're kind of all coming back to the liver. The master antioxidant, glutathione, is made in the liver from N-acetylcysteine, along with the necessary steps. Healthy methylation and sulfation pathways are all crucial for proper phase two detoxification. So if it doesn't carry out correctly in the liver, it can become congested and oxidized chemicals cannot be excreted via the bile or the urine. If these toxins are not released, the entire body, the bloodstream, the immune system, lymphatic system, digestive system, skin, and respiratory system may all become toxic, causing a myriad of health and behavioral problems. Excretion usually takes place via the urine and feces. It's crucial the bowel is in good health so these toxins don't get reabsorbed into the body. Refuge from green leafy vegetables and fruit, especially berries, along with plenty of pure water, will assist with this. By pure water, I mean not drinking tap water. It's filled with chlorine and ammonias that are toxic to our system and weaken and even destroy the good gut bacteria. You want to drink it from a pure water source. Vitamin C and magnesium will both get the bowel moving. Also minimize foods that bind and may cause constipation if this is an issue. Some examples of binding foods are gluten, cheese, and red meat. Sulfation and sulfur metabolism and methylation are important in detoxification and are affected by a weak liver. I already discussed that. So I would like to just move on to a few symptoms. There's a huge list. A few symptoms of liver toxic liver. Chronic infections, digestive difficulty, poor assimilation of nutrients, obesity, loss of weight, loss of appetite, diabetes, anemia, mineral deficiency, reduced protein synthesis, kidney problems, upper respiratory weakness, including difficulty breathing and respiratory infections, including pneumonia, lowered immunity, hearing trouble, and ear infections, headaches, depression, irritability, fatigue, ADHD, skin problems, we already mentioned those, sinus and tonsil issues, arthritis, high blood pressure, heart trouble, stroke, urinary tract infections, hormonal imbalance, bone issues, and allergies. It just goes on and on. Tooth decay, gum disease, circulatory problems, viral infections, parasites, thyroid imbalance. This is all starting with the liver. The good news is, yes, you can detoxify the liver. There are further methods that I put into the book if your child is an adult that can be used. But for the beginning stages, Liver Life with Bioray is an excellent choice for safety. It has a long history of use, and it's been very effective. I've used it all myself. I've used it with my own children, and it can be purchased at a really reasonable price at pureformulas.com, and they also sell it at amazon.com, and it's sold in most major health food stores as well. Again, you want to look for the best dosage to start your child on, and then after dosage, once you find the dosage to start your child with through that muscle testing I talked about, you're going to watch them for symptoms. And after a few days, muscle test them again. Is the dosage the same? Are they able to handle the same amount of dosage, one a day, one every 3 days, whatever it is, one drop? And you can just put a little drop of it in water or any beverage for them to drink. Nighttime and first thing in the morning are really good times to do that, especially night before they go to bed. The liver does regenerate when we sleep at night. So that's just something kind of as an added tip. And after each few days, muscle test them again. And I will also go into surrogate muscle testing in the video, because sometimes we have a child that's too young to muscle test, or they're not capable. Maybe your child, his symptoms of autism are severe enough that he might not be able to have you to hold still while you muscle test him. So I will do some surrogate muscle testing and show that in the video as well. Once a week, at least, you want to be retesting. He'll be able to eventually move up in dosages. Maybe it's one drop a day, and after a 5 or 6 or 7 days muscle test, and you can take 2 drops. And then you do that for a period of time, and after another few days or a week, you muscle test again, and very, very slowly increase those increments. And you don't really want to start doing too much of anything else. I really, really like to say do one thing at a time. So after their liver's been decongested for, you've been doing that for a week, week and a half, you want to start in some gentle probiotics, and we'll get into that in the next session. It's in the free quick guide that, again, you can download on my website, naturallyhealingautism.com. It'll explain a little bit more in there, and my blog has a ton of information on all of this. But again, one thing at a time. A little bit of liver detoxification. About a week and a half later, you can start probiotics or key. You do that for another week, and then you're really starting to slowly shift the diet at the same time. You don't want to just start, one day all of a sudden you're changing your kid's diet, because emotionally that's very hard on them and you. But you do want to start really reducing those sugars, really reducing carbohydrates, especially processed carbohydrates. And I've given an example of the diet in that free quick guide, so you'll be able to see the foods that are good foods to eat and the foods that you really want to start avoiding. So I hope that's helpful for today. Please tune in again. Next month we will have another radio show put out where I'll get into things a little bit further, and I'll stick with you with those stages that we're doing there in that quick guide. And then, yes, please look forward to my book coming out August 25th, 2015. It's called Naturally Healing Autism, the complete step-by-step resource handbook for parents. And it is very complete. I promise you it will be very thorough and everything you need. But for now, I want to help you get started. And also, if you're interested, I can also be seen, or you can visit me at facebook.com/naturallyhealingautism. So until next time, good luck.